Good morning, Aviram. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we do have a program that is going to happen the 3rd of February 2015 at the Visitor Center from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is about the dialogue on humanity. Can someone of you express some little bit more about this content? Roland?
Well, in fact, Dialogue on Humanity took place 10 years ago now. In France, in Lyon, and each year in the month of July, first week of July, people from all over the world are coming to share together, simply, from all over the world about different topics, and it's a moment of joy and sharing of different things. And little by little, many people from all over the world came and wanted also to bring this kind of spirit in where they live. So now there are few Dialogue on Humanity in Ethiopia, in Germany, or in South Africa, or in Brazil. And then there is also, by the way, a Dialogue on Humanity in Bangalore since about 4 or 5 years. Done by Siddhartha, and we met all of those. And in fact, Aviram came in this year in July in 2014, and it was. I think he can speak about this time, this moment.
Yeah. So in July 2014, I was in Lyon in the Dialogue on Humanité, and it was really an amazing experience. It was the most enjoyable gathering that I've ever participated in my life. It was really, like Olan said, full of joy, full of openness, without hierarchy, without pressure, and in an atmosphere of a festival in a beautiful park in the city, Parc des Docks, and really something that I felt immediately that we should do in Orville. But it took some time and together a team to do it, and hopefully. And then I was invited to another one in Brazil, and that was also very, very nice. So now is the right time to start in Oroville, and hopefully this one day event would grow into something bigger and longer and more known to Orovillians, and a real beautiful platform to share with each other.
So what is the topic about this Dialogue on Humanity?
This time the topic would be about youth and their role and their perception of their role in the future. So how youth sees what they can be, what they can do, what they can become in the future, and how does that affect the world. And we would like to involve many youth from Oroville youth, as well as volunteers, students, interns, visitors, anyone that wants to come and express anything about this, or just listen and enjoy the atmosphere.
It's a long event because it happened that it starts from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And what is the program? So what will happen during this period of time in the visitor center?
Well, in fact, it's an open time, and we don't want to make the things closed. It will be a natural process. Of course, we have to prepare, so there will be microphones, and we will talk around the trees, and there will be space for music, and we invited some friends. There will be a space also for theater, because Morgan will come to make a little thing with a friend of his on a Satprem play. And there will be time also for body motion with dance. So it will be a time for sharing, a time of dancing, a time of play, a time of meeting, and a time of dialogues between young and older people also. I think dialogue is very important here in Oroville, and that's the main purpose. Maybe you have something to add?
I think that the way that these dialogues, these agoras are built is very interesting, because they don't allow anyone to speak for more than 3 minutes. So the tempo is very fast, and people don't get into, you know, giving you a long lecture about something that you're not really interested in. But the microphone all the time rotates between the people, and it's a different dynamic than what we're used to usually. The microphone, of course, can come back to the same person, but it cannot stay for more than 3 minutes. And I think we should keep that very religiously here in Oroville in order to maintain this dynamic.
And so you have inviting people from Oroville and people from abroad to come and join this event on the 3rd of February. What is your expectation? What you would like to get as a result of this first event in Oroville?
This is a question which means, I think silence is a better answer. Because we just have the expectation to open something. Then when it's open, we don't know what will be next. This is what I feel. Maybe you...
Yeah, it's a dialogue. So in a dialogue, you don't know how it will end. Only if you do a monologue, you know how it will end, because you control everything.
Yeah.
But in a dialogue, there is a different dynamics, and that's what this open dynamics is. I think one more thing we should mention is that a few people that are key people in the dialogue movement in the world are coming. Jean-Vier Vancel from France, and Emerson and Deborah from Salvador in Brazil, who are organizing dialogues, will be here with us, and they will also share their experience of what they've gone through in the last many years that they've been doing this.
Okay, so we can invite everybody to come the 3rd of February 2050 at the Visitor Center in Oroville from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yes.
The Dialogue on Humanity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.